Gaundy and Maz Show.
Get rid of that potty. What's going on?
Toddler tails.
I've just noticed you got a couple of chains on today, Maz. Like a couple of like sort of rocking the gold.
It's just a necklace.
Yeah. Do you often wear jewellery?
Never.
Haven't really seen, no.
Never wear jewellery.
What's the occasion?
Trying something new.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Well, I've
like rapper chains.
Recently downsized everything in my house.
Yeah.
And I've kept like 5 bits of jewellery. Because all the other crap I never wear. And this is a really good chain that a friend of mine gave me for a birthday. And I was like, I'm going to wear it.
Because this is what I've started doing. So I've got a bunch of stuff that I've been sort of holding on to. For example, I got this New York Knicks jersey when I was in New York.
Ditch it, man.
And it was signed by a player. And I was like, I'm going to hang that up and never wear it.
Which player?
Oh, he's not even a known player. I won it when I was over there in 2016, I think.
Okay.
But instead of having it put away in storage, I'm like, I'm going to wear that. I'm going to start.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
yeah.
I've been wearing it around in the break and in the warmer weather.
You're using it. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, what's the point of having these things?
This is my thing. I had a whole hanger thing, case of jewelry.
That you're just holding on to.
And some of it I've been given and some of it was a little bit sentimental. And I was like, a lot of it I don't wear any. So I was like, I'm keeping a couple of necklaces, a couple of pairs of earrings and a couple of statement rings and I will just splash them about occasionally. So thank you for noticing.
Yeah. So what's the point of them collecting dust? You might
exactly.
as well just rock them, you know?
Yeah. And I donated it all to charity. So there will be some really fashionable homeless people on the streets.
Nice. That'll be great.
Because everybody needs a couple
absolutely.
Of bracelets.
Absolutely. We got a couple of bags of clothes that we've been meaning to donate that just sit in the car for ages.
Mate, there's just dump them in one of the clothing bins.
Yeah. I thought they were shut at the moment with COVID.
No, the clothing bins.
Still open?
Yep.
Okay.
They're still taking donations. Don't go and leave it out the front of a Vinnie's. You're not allowed to do that.
You are
not allowed to just dump
that was my other option.
crap out the front of a shop. But a lot of them have their like donation bins that you
still
can
going.
Pop stuff in. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
We'll clear out the house, do that. People in need for sure.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely.
Yep.
Okay, cool. What's on the podcast?
Stuff. Aunt Middleton today. I got listeners to suggest a text message to send to him.
Yep.
After he said, hey, mate, reach out. More than welcome. If you want to go for a beer, be mates.
And he got his number.
I did. And they crafted it beautifully because he did reply to me. So you'll hear his reply to this. Yes.
Can I just do a bit of a podcast exclusive?
Yeah. Go for it.
So you sent the original message, which our listeners did help you craft, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aunt Middleton replied.
He did.
And then?
And I sent one back.
And then?
And then I sent another one.
You sent two messages
I sent two.
Back.
I did a double. And
Has he sent anything back?
Well, no, because he, funnily enough, he leaves red on his messages. So you can see when he's read it and at what time. He hasn't seen either of my double messages yet.
Right.
So two messages are just sitting there waiting for him. But I just replied saying, mate, sounds great. Should I read it now or what? Hear it in the podcast?
Hear it in the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to. Yes.
But my double message to him was just to sort of, I'll just read the, because this didn't happen on air. So I did reply. I said, mate, sounds great regarding a catch up. Awesome first episode last night. Let's touch base closer to when lockdown lifts. Cheers, Gaundy.
Should have left it there, I reckon.
And then I felt the need to write this as a second message. And appreciate you offering up the time as well, mate. I know you're busy.
Which is really, it's actually nice. And it's not that bad, but it's the double message that I think now he might be like,
too keen. And I'm never a double messenger either.
Oh.
Never.
Why did you do it then?
No, I'm not sure.
You panicked.
It came over me and I just went, doing it.
Doing it. It's like a PS. No, it's a nice thing that you're like, hey, I really appreciate that you're busy and you're taking the time, but.
I'm sweating over it, I'll be honest, yeah. Anyway, hear how that all came about on the podcast today. Enjoy.
Here we are, face to face with a blank text screen.
Yep.
Now you, Gaundy, are about to send Aunt Middleton from SAS a text.
Well, he invited me to because I was so inspired by his book Zero Gravity that I wanted some one-on-one time with Ant.
Zero Gravity?
No, what was it again?
Zero Negativity.
Zero Gravity is my bed that I sleep in.
That's so funny.
Which I have listened to the audiobook while laying in Zero Gravity.
That's funny.
But look, here's what he had to say when I said, mate, I wanted to reach out and see if we could get some one-on-one time together.
I'm more than happy for you to do that. You know, 100%. Let's do it.
How do I go about that?
Well, listen, I've called you off of my personal number, so take down the details and fire over a text and we'll get it sorted. Listen, I'm a man of my word. Listen, I like to get things done.
He likes to get things done. Now, look, I have been burnt in this field before. Shannon Knoll also said the same thing to me.
Oh, really?
He did,
what
yes.
What happened?
I text him the day of his show and he...
never got back to you.
Yeah, he fresh aired me. He brushed me on the day of.
But did he say to text him?
Yeah, he said, mate, come backstage at the show, Edelong Diggers. It's going to be great. We'll hang out, all this stuff. I rounded up some mates and then I texted Knowlesy and I got nothing on the day.
Okay, so how long between Knowlesy saying text me and the text? Like what was the lead time?
That's a good question, actually.
Was a few weeks? Was it a couple of days.
I think from memory I went hard straight away after the interview. So we've left this one a day. Now, so far I have high ant.
Which is, that's a fair first text beginning, I suppose.
Good place to start.
If you've got a suggestion, 13, 10, 60, we'd love to craft this with our listeners. Scott has called through. Hey, mate.
How you going?
Good. What do you reckon Gaundy should say in this text to Ant Middleton? It's the first text.
What he should do is harden up for a start. He's only a bloke.
Yep.
Oh.
Mate, what you should say is, g'day, bud. Lovely to catch up with you. Want to catch up for a schooner and have a chat and chew the fat about life.
Ooh. Oh, that's a really solid.
I like that.
It's so, to the point. And Ant did say, I'm a man of my word. I'm down to business.
All right. So I'm deleting hi, Ant. That is now gone. Just say it for me slowly again just so I can type it out. Just give me that again. Hi, what was it again?
Hey, bud.
G'day, bud.
How you going?
How you going?
Oh, g'day is good because it's very Aussie.
How do I spell garn? How you garn?
Just do garn.
Okay, garn. Yep.
Yeah.
How you garn? G-A-R-N, yep.
How you garn? It's a question mark.
Yeah, how you garn? Question mark. Yep.
Thanks for the chat the other day.
Scott's
yep.
good at this. This is great.
Got it, yep.
Want to catch up for a skewie?
Want to catch, to catch up for a skewy.
S-K-E-W-I-E.
I'm writing this as we speak, mate. Okay. As a skewy. Yep.
Want to catch up for a skewy and chew the fat about life.
And chew the fat about life. All right. Okay.
You want it bright Gaundy, obviously, so he knows that it's you.
Love Gaundy, yeah?
No, definitely. Love. Wait, no.
No love. No, okay.
Just go cheers, bud.
Cheers, bud Gaundy. Ooh, I like this. Wait. I just want to flag something, Scott. That is two buds. I've started with a hi bud and I'm ending with a thanks bud. Is that too much?
Too many buds, nah. I reckon it's cheers, Gaundy, at the end.
Cheers, mate.
Well, that'll do, but never too many buds.
Never too many buds yet. All right. So far I have. G'day, bud. How you gone? Thanks for the chat the other day. Want to catch up for a skewy and chew the fat about life. Cheers, mate. Gaundy.
Sensational.
Okay, Scott.
All right, Scott. No, it's a good start.
That is a full, that's the whole text.
Chew the fat.
I don't think we need to add anything because you don't want it to be too long.
Well, I want to just ask Annalise, you've got a little, you want to alter it just to, you want to put a lady's touch on it, yeah?
Well, yeah, I'm a tradie, so good luck with that.
Okay.
The tradie lady.
I agree. I don't think you should say hi, Ant. It's too formal and boring.
Too formal, okay.
And he's not going to be interested. He's just going to flop you off. Like,
yep.
I reckon you should just be like, hey, brah, it's Gaundy.
Hey, brah. G'day, brah, instead of bud. Okay. Hey, brah.
Brah, it's Gaundy. Maybe get your name in first.
Yeah, brah.
Say who you are.
Brah's not really something I say.
Gaundy.
Yep.
You came for a stewie. Let's talk business.
Let's talk business.
Okay, this is good.
Oh, we're talking business now.
Let's talk business.
Then you're sort of cool, but you're also like a businessman. Like,
you are the businessman.
He wants to hang out with you, but he knows that you're I was going to say a word that I shouldn't say, but you know.
Okay.
You
know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. I know. And Annalise, the other thing is that Gaundy did say he wanted some one-on-one time, and you did suggest it like a backstage interview or something. So business is maybe the right way to go around it. Yeah. Like, keep it slightly professional and then bro down.
But Ant's also the one that mentioned having the drink together, and I'm more down with that casual vibe than sort of a real thought. Yeah, I want to just, you know, like go hang meet out. Up and hang out with the guy.
100%.
Exactly.
What have you got? Let's do the final draft.
This is what I've got, guys, from your suggestions. I have, g'day, brah. It's Gaundy. How you going? Thanks for the chat yesterday. Want to catch up for a scooey and chew the fat about life? Cheers, mate. Gaundy. I've got two Gaundys in there.
Don't say Gaundy at the end. Okay. I reckon keep it at the start, right?
Okay. Cheers,
so you're like, hey, it's me.
I'm
love
gonna...
your work. Want to do a thing? Let's do a thing.
See ya. Just get straight to the point, hey. Like, don't boring. Like, don't,
Annalise, I've taken your suggestions on. I'm going to go with bud over bra because bra's not really something that I personally say. So, but I've gone with your suggestion of getting Gaundy in there first, and I also need to get the business side of it in there too, right? That you wanted me to put in there.
Yeah.
Okay. G'day, bud. It's Gaundy. How you going? Thanks for the chat the other day. Want to catch up for a scooey and chew the fat about life and talk business?
That's too much.
Too much. Oh.
Just go. Want to catch up for a scooey?
And that's it?
Question mark.
What? Scrap everything everyone just said?
Not everything. I feel like you want to be short and sweet.
Okay.
Right?
I'm going to pass this over to you, Maz.
You want me to say?
No, I'll pass it to you. Here it is. I'll pass it to you. Do I trust you? I don't know. You have the phone.
Look at the emojis.
No emojis. I'm going to give this to you as we go to the break.
How are you going? Thanks for the chat. Thanks for the chat the yesterday. Well, that's wrong.
Oh, sorry, I was typing on the fly.
Thanks for the chat yesterday. Yep. I want to catch up for a scooey and chew the fat about life.
What about the business
thing? I like
that.
No, I think that's good.
Okay. You've said it with a face that doesn't look very confident.
I just sent it.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, no? Isn't that what you wanted me to do? There you go. It's done now.
It's done now.
Okay.
I'll let you know if we get a reply soon. Thanks for your suggestions, guys. Good on you, brah. Before that, quick update. Ant Middleton's replied.
Yes!
Ant Middleton has replied to my text.
What has he said?
So I put it out there, 13 10 60. I wasn't sure what to write to Ant Middleton from SAS Australia, but I want to be bros with the guy, you know?
You've been hovering over your phone since you reread that message about 50 times after you sent it.
Well, it wasn't crafted by me, so I was a bit nervous about it. But this is what Scott and Annalise workshop for me on the air. They said, g'day, bud. It's Gaundy. How you going? I think it was actually, how you going?
Hey, Gant.
Thanks for the chat yesterday. Want to catch up for a scooey and chew the fat about life? Cheers, mate.
And?
After I said I'd love to, you know, be mates with him on air.
This is his personal number, by the way. So he phoned through for his interview yesterday and he happened to call on his actual number, which is the reason that you have his number.
Yeah.
Just to explain.
He said, reach out, please. Let's do this. He said, mate, thanks for reaching out. It was a great interview. Appreciate the time. When lockdown lifts, for sure, let's get that pint.
Stop it.
Signed off with an A for Ant. There it is.
That's
the message over there. So as soon as Freedom Day comes, I'm going to be teeing this up for sure.
That's legit.
Yeah, Scott and Annalise have crafted a beautiful message there. Now hand me it back before you send that eggplant emoji. No. Let's cast our minds back, Naz.
This was months ago, by the way.
Yep.
It has really come back to bite me in the backside, this comment.
I do love it. So, look, we were playing a game on air and a little distracted by what we could see on the TVs. Someone was on the TV getting themselves out of a straitjacket, which I found fascinating at the time.
It was very distracting.
Yeah.
And it kind of derailed what we were doing at the time.
A bit of fun.
That's fun.
Yeah. And you made a big claim within that. So take a listen to this.
All right. Anyway, moving on. 1 point to Gordon.
Look at that guy trying to get out of a straitjacket on Today Show.
What is
do you want me to turn the
today?
TVs off on radio?
Sorry. Okay, right.
Name something you put on a burger starting with B.
Beetroot.
Yes, absolutely. 1 point apiece. What are you thinking? Bacon, beetroot, or bread?
Oh, so I was still watching the straitjacket.
He's out of it now.
That straitjacket thing was amazing, by the way. Up there.
It's not that amazing.
So was
he got out of a straitjacket. It's actually not that amazing. I could probably do it. Oh, God. Why did
I
say
2 points Maz, 1 point Gaundy.
You said it, and of course we've got to do it, Maz. This is the thing.
This was so long ago now that I'd forgotten that I mentioned casually that I reckon I could get out of a straitjacket. But the reason, let me explain the reason that I think I could do this. Mm. Because that guy that was on the telly, he got out of it.
Yeah, he did.
So we know it's not impossible. Mm. But I think, and again, I'm not a professional, so I don't know. This is just a guess. Mm. But if you can dislocate your shoulder, that's how I think you can get out of a straitjacket, because your arms are tied across your chest, right? But if you can dislocate a shoulder and get your head under your arm.
See, I wonder if that's the only way. Is that the only way of doing it, or is there another way of doing it? And I'm thinking maybe because you're small enough, you might be able to as well. You know, your size might be a factor.
What do you know what is a factor? Mm. Is I have longer than normal arms.
Okay.
So like, so your arm span is meant to be the same as your height?
Is it really?
That's yeah. True. Yep. Yep. It's a pretty cool design. And my arm span is about 2 inches longer right. than my actual height.
I would say that's a disadvantage, isn't it? If you're trying to wiggle your...
Long arms means that I can get under my arm better because there's more arm to get my head under. If I'm going to go, I don't know. We're just spitballing here.
Well, here's the thing, Maz. Good news. We have ourselves a straitjacket.
This
did keep popping up in our meetings each week at work. It's like, hey, guys, still working on the straitjacket.
Yeah, I mean, how hard is it?
It's hard.
But it's not like a costume shop one. This is apparently like a real deal straight up straight jacket, legit one.
I want to get Ashana on because Ashana's the one that's been working on this behind the scenes, which is an interesting job, isn't it, Ashana?
Oh, my gosh. Every single day in the office is so different. This has been probably one of the craziest things I've ever worked on. And, like, where do you begin to search for one of these things?
Well,
where did you begin?
Well, we kind of thought, what about some local magicians?
Yeah.
Like magicians in the local area, they would be kind of great to have a chat to. And then it kind of led on to, what about Constantino? Let's go big. Like, let's talk to some big magicians, but it's a bit hard to get a hold of some of them. They're busy doing their thing, like probably playing their own little Houdini on me. Couldn't get a hold of them.
Really?
Did you have any contact with Constantino? I do believe that we were close to getting one from him.
Oh, look, we were so close and I was fangirling a little bit. I was told I would get to talk to him.
That's why he didn't return your calls. You came on a little bit too strong.
I think so. I scared him off.
Yeah. Okay, so he didn't deliver on the straitjacket, but we do have one. So where did we get it from?
So long story short again, it was one of our local magicians was an absolute angel with helping me. He mentioned he saw on TV one time that at Dubbo Jail or Maitland Jail, that there was a straitjacket. So I called Maitland Jail. They transferred me to Dubbo Jail.
What?
It's strange.
So wait, the one that we are getting sent here is legit from the old Dubbo Jail?
It is legit. It is one of the ones that it's not up to display anymore. You know, they like to keep their stuff, you know, pretty good for a piece of history.
I've heard it's their backup straitjacket to the one on display.
Okay.
Just in case the one on display ever goes missing.
I feel like that's really creepy.
Yeah. Has it been used before, like in the past, like as an actual straitjacket for murderers and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. That's why it'll suit Maz so well.
Why? What is that supposed to mean?
It's got, like, you know, some character. It's, you know.
I don't have murdery vibes.
You give off murdery vibes, Maz.
You give off murdery vibes.
So this is, I didn't think we were going to end up with a legitimate straitjacket from
now I feel.
No, we're going to sage it.
What?
Yeah, we're going to get the bad juju off it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay, the fact that you have suggested us saging the straitjacket is hilarious.
Yeah, we'll get the bad juju off with the sage. And when can we get our hands on this straitjacket? Can we have it by tomorrow's show?
Look, I'll see what I can do. There's some stranger things we've done to, you know, make this show happen. Absolutely.
All right, so tomorrow on the show, we're going to have the straitjacket in our possession.
Sage sticks. Who's buying a sage stick?
Can we get some sage sticks, guys?
We need a lot.
What's this? The backup? What's that? What are you pointing at?
Not used.
Oh, Ashana, do you have any sage sticks on you?
Oh, look, I'm hippie as. I have sage, palo santo, cinnamon. Look, I will get it all there.
Bring it all. Bring all your crystals, everything. Your prayer beads. Get it all here.
So the plan is we're going to sage it tomorrow, and then on Friday's show, can you get out of it for us?
You're going to put me in the straitjacket. Yeah. I'm going to try and get out of it.
That's right.
I'm still pretty confident.
Okay. I saw this video the other day, Maz. Mm. Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, of course, teaming up with Ray-Bans for a futuristic pair of sunglasses called Ray-Ban Stories.
It sounds so trippy. It sounds like the future is here.
Well, he's saying that this could be the beginning of the end of the mobile phone. Take a listen.
Hey, everyone. We've believed for a long time that glasses are going to be an important part of building the next computing platform and unlocking a whole new set of experiences for people. So I'm excited. We finally get to share what we've been working on. We wanted to build something that would enable you to easily capture and share experiences from your point of view. So I'm proud to introduce to you Ray-Ban Stories. With Ray-Ban Stories, you can capture photos and videos, listen to music or podcasts, or take phone calls, all while staying in the moment and without even taking out your phone. Ray-Ban Stories are an important step towards a future when phones are no longer a central part of our lives.
He's already calling it.
When phones are no longer an essential part of our lives.
Yeah, we need to get this man on for this.
Expert Trevor Long.
Expert who I believe already has a pair of Ray-Ban Stories. Morning, Trev.
Hey, Trev.
These are so cool. You don't know that people are wearing them. I've been wearing these for 2 weeks and no one knows I've been wearing these camera glasses around. That's how much they look like normal sunglasses, okay? And I think that's the important perspective. They look like normal sunnies.
But are these, so you've got a pair of the Ray-Ban Stories?
Yep, Ray-Ban Stories made in partnership with Facebook. They're on sale at like OPSM. So this is not some, you know, internet gimmick. This is a real thing. And he's right. There will be a phoneless future. Think about the watch on your wrist being the kind of connection to the outside world with SIM card and all that kind of stuff. And things like a pair of glasses being the way you hear and capture, camera and audio. So it's very cool. Like the concept is brilliant. The execution is 10 out of 10. They've nailed it. They're very good quality. They stabilize the video for you. There's some really good things about them. I'm all in on the idea, but creepy as heck, though, because no one knows that I've been recording them for 2 weeks.
Yeah, there is a little light that does turn on, though, but it's not easy to see, is it, Trev?
It's not like it's a flashing on-air light. It's a tiny little white LED that appears in the top corner of the glasses right next to the lens, which is the indication that they're recording. But if someone walks past you on the beach, I don't know that you're going to notice that. So there is a privacy concern here, but I'll leave that to more, you know, concerning style people around privacy advocation and stuff.
Yeah,
but
leave that to the lawyers.
What's the price tag?
Very cool.
What's the price tag?
$449 for the standard pair. You can get them with prescription lenses and all that, though, but is that $450.
Is that Australian? Because I saw that and thought it was US, and I'm thinking not paying $600-$700 for a pair of sunnies.
$299 America, $449 here, $539 if you want transition lenses and all that.
And worth it?
I think so, yes, because just like I don't wear headphones. I'm wearing these to make phone calls, to listen to podcasts, listen to the radio, because they've got speakers in them as well.
Can everyone else hear what you're listening to?
No. Oh, look, if you're sitting on the bus, the person next to you is going to know what you're listening to.
Right.
But, you know, when you're out walking, they're the perfect thing because you can still hear the traffic around you. You can see the world around you. Something cool happens, you press the button, records 30-second video.
So this is not, so with your sunnies, they're not a screen which has got your news feed on it in front of your face.
Not yet.
No, that's the next step for them. They want to go augmented reality and all that. It's just a normal pair of sunnies that have headphones built in and a camera that allows you to capture video and photo.
Now, are they toddler-proof? Because my two-year-old has broken 3 pairs of my husband's sunglasses.
I can confirm, no, they're no more toddler-proof than another pair of $500 glasses.
So if you have young children, maybe don't get a pair.
Yeah, but you know what? For capturing like birthday parties and moments with young kids, an amazing thing.
Rather than
have to pull out a phone and the kid goes, "Why are you holding that thing?" These are the memories that you'll capture with the Ray-Ban Stories.
So you've had them for 2 weeks, Trev. You can't see the novelty wearing off, because my concern was buying a pair and getting excited about them for a week and then just probably not using them to their full extent.
I can see a novelty wear off, but if you're someone that is constantly pulling out your phone to capture video and, you know, if you're a TikToker standing in front of a mirror talking and all that kind of stuff, this is it. This is the go.
But you have to have the sunnies on the whole time.
Yeah, but they could be normal prescription glasses if you want. They don't have to be sunglasses, so you can choose how you want to wear them.
Interesting times.
The difference is, too, this is recording what you're looking at.
Yep.
It's not recording you. So
not
for everybody on TikTok who's self-indulgent, that's not going to work.
No, but when you look in the mirror, I've seen someone do it.
The number of videos I see of people standing there holding a phone at the mirror talking, it's so lame. This means you can stand in front of the mirror, show your outfits, whatever the heck, rant about something, tell a joke, and it's just you.
But you are wearing the sunnies. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, okay, that's the thing. You've always got to have the sunnies on if they're not prescription.
Jeez, I've got a headache.
Look, I'm really thinking about getting a pair, Trev, honestly.
Do you think I should?
You're talking me into it?
Yeah, make it happen. I mean, just an amazing, cool thing to have. Even if you don't use the camera function, they're great for out for a walk, running, and listening to music and the radio. Ooh.
And looking cool.
Yeah, that's the most important.
And who doesn't want to...
Look, the website is EFTM.com to find out all things tech.
So good.
Hey, this is it. The beginning of the end of the mobile phone, they've called it, which is happy days for you, Maz, because you hate that thing.
I do. I hate it. I'm not on social and I'm probably not going to get the sunnies.
Yeah, well, that's a glowing review from Maz before she's even bought a pair. Gaundy and Maz.
Yay! It's time for Toddler Tales.
I love these stories of these tiny humans that you love so much, but they also send you bonkers and they are unexplainable sometimes.
If you could skip the toddler phase, would you?
No.
Really?
Because there's so much joy in it too.
Really?
Like, I know it's wild and I know that I complain sometimes, but it's also really fun.
Because Jamie and I have discussed it. You know, we want to have kids, but can't we just skip that stuff where they don't know anything?
Yeah.
Like, it'd be great if they were just born an adult.
Well, then that defeats the purpose of having a child.
I know, but just know everything, please.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way.
No stuff.
I mean, you could adopt like a 5-year-old, I suppose.
I thought you were going to say adopt a 35-year-old.
That's called a friend.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Sophie's called through on 131060. Hey, babe.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What's your toddler tale today?
So we live out on a property and we have a constant B double trucks heading out our road. And my 3-year-old is still learning to toilet train. And he usually does a wee before we get in the car. And because we live out on a property, he just does it wherever he pleases.
Sure.
And he decided that he would do a wee while I was putting the 1-year-old in the car and proceed to shake his bits and pieces at the truck that was driving past.
At the truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all right. He's wanted to show the truck driver. It's cool.
Oh, the truck driver beeped and flashed his lights.
I was going to say, did it get the honk? Did it get the
so much validation?
Beep? Yes.
Yeah, and which gave my 3-year-old more energy to do that.
Right,
that's
of course.
So great.
Encouraged him to
that.
Do it.
Yeah. That's encouraging. That's like the best form of encouragement for a toddler whose toilet training is a good old truck horn.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Put yourself in the truck driver's shoes. Imagine seeing that. You're like, oh my God, what the hell?
I couldn't help but laugh. And this kid loves trucks. He's truck mad.
That's so
cute. He thought
it
was wonderful.
That is the best.
Has he attempted it again since it worked so well for him last time? Yeah.
Many times.
Okay.
That's gold. All right. I love it. Thanks, babe. We've got Kelly also this morning. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Maz. How you going?
Good. Talk to me about your toddler being obsessed with Band-Aids.
I can totally relate. My daughter is 17 now, but when she was a toddler, Band-Aids were such a thing for her, sore or not. It didn't matter.
Weird.
Literally 2 to 3 packets of Band-Aids a week.
Yeah.
So, like, it's insane, but it's normal because I think it was like a comfort type thing for her.
Okay.
Is it the little ones that are like got little superheroes on them and stuff? Little decorated Band-Aids?
We didn't have them back then.
Yeah.
It was like yonks ago. But there was like, we had like, you know, the occasional dots and things like that. But it was just Band-Aids in general. So I think just the process of going through unwrapping the Band-Aid.
Oh my God, the unwrapping. Because his stumpy little fingers. Oh. It's so hard. It's painful to sit there because he's like, I've got to open the Band-Aid, Mom. And then he needs 2 every single time. He's like, 2 Band-Aids.
Well, just to add to that, Kelly, let's go to Anna this morning, who's a school teacher, who now there's a bit of value in these Band-Aids for kids, is there, Anna?
Certainly is. Use them as currency, Matt. If your toddler won't sit still in his car seat, you have your pocket full of Avengers Band-Aids, okay? So when he gets in the car seat and fights you, you say, do you want a Band-Aid? And he'll, yeah, we want the Band-Aid. So we sit still and you kick him in, put the Band-Aid on. I don't want to wear my shoes. I hate my shoes. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Would you like a Band-Aid? Use it as currency.
Two more
mouthfuls of dinner and you can have a Band-Aid.
Do you know, it's brilliant.
Get the good ones. Get the good ones.
I just want to be a voice of reason for any kids listening right now. You can ask for more than Band-Aids, kids. Ask for money. Money is more valuable. Money is way more valuable.
That's a wrap for Gondi and Maz. Make sure to follow Hit New South Wales Breakfast on Facebook and Instagram to get even more of that fun feeling. You can even leave a review for the show and tell us what you think.